Good morning, Puttins. That is Native New Yorker by Odyssey. We used to listen to the song when we were kids. It says, you grew up riding the subways, running with people, up in Harlem, down on Broadway. You're no tramp, but you're no lady, talking that street talk. You're the heart and soul of New York City. And love is just a passing word. It's the thought you had in a taxi cab that got left on the curb. When he dropped you off at East 83rd, oh, you're a native New Yorker. You should know the score by now. You're a native New Yorker. This morning I got up. I did everything because I didn't want to have this conversation, you know? And then I was like, wait. And I was going through the emails and, you know, what people send me and just going by trying to, you know, put things up to keep people's hopes up and keep them, you know, grinding still and just sharing a bit of happiness, some realness, a lesson, some inspiration, all of that. And I was like, do I want to have this conversation? But all from early this morning, I thought of a good, good girlfriend. So let me tell you the story and then we can move from there. I had a good, good girlfriend named Ann. Ann was country as shit. Country. I'm talking about country. Yeah, that's beat. Country. She had a little brother, D-John. Ann was country. Ann used to be, had the biggest crush on my brother, Iron Horse. And I think for me following him, that's how I found out who Ann was. Right? Because I think my brother liked her first. Ann had a cousin, which was somewhat, sometimes she was crazy, sometimes she was okay. But that's a whole new different story because if she could, she would sabotage Ann. Right? But anyway, Ann was, we were okay just living, you know, and going to school, hanging out, sitting in front of a crib, you know, going for walks around the neighborhood. We was good with that. At least I thought. Because I was still young. I knew my place, you know. But Ann wanted more. Ann wanted to be popular. Ann wanted the people or, you know, the cool girls to love her and accept her. Well, we didn't have the clothes like they had because we had parents that worked. Ann had a mom, you know what I'm saying? So we didn't have that. We didn't, right? I know I didn't. So I made what I had decent, right? Cut-off jeans, red uptowns or red sneakers, my t-shirt, my hair was done, I'm good, or, you know, skirt, whatever, but I really wore skirts. Everything was either jeans or sneakers. And shorts cut down past the knee. I ain't do pum-pum shorts. Nah, that wasn't me. So, Ann didn't want that. Ann wanted the love of the people, no matter what. Like, we played our age position, you know what I'm saying? And we was good with that. But Ann wanted people. She wanted the confirmation. She wanted, you know, people to accept her. She wanted that. She didn't care at the price of being popular, being known, being accepted. Ann wanted that, right? I didn't care. I was good with our life. You know, we hung out. We went to the movies. We chilled out and stuff. But Ann didn't want that. Ann wanted the popular clothes. She wanted the hairstyles. She wanted the bamboo earrings, at least 2 pair, a Fendi bag, a bad attitude. You know, that time. She wanted that. I was good with just what I had. But okay. It's good. Don't get it twisted. It's good to be, to progress, right? Perfect your lane and all of that. But I also knew we were young and the girls that she wanted to emulate, though I didn't know how to speak. The girls she wanted to emulate, the girls she wanted to be around, the girls she wanted their, you know, praises. These girls I knew. They were fucking for outfits, getting high, running around, going all the places. Dudes was giving them money. You know what I'm saying? So I knew them, right? I hung with them. I went to school with some of them. But I didn't want to beat them because I seen the cost they had to pay, right? And then remember, I also were friends with older people. I was also friends with older people that were ex-junkies, and they would say, hey, don't idolize her because I'm telling you, years from now, she's going to be a fucking crackhead. Like, keep going to school, shorty. Keep doing what you're doing. I made some few bad decisions. I ain't going to get it twisted, but I knew how far to take. Because I did remember those conversations. So, and I don't consider them bad decisions. I consider them growing lessons, right? Obstacles. So, I remember one time I came, you know, regular. I went home, dropped my books off and stuff. And I came to see Ann. And I saw half of the people that, you know, we would dog out. And she was hanging with them. And she started acting shady. So, I've always been the type like, okay, listen, you only got to tell me once. I will just start removing myself. Listen, if you find better, I congratulate you. Keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? What's good for you? It's not good for me. Don't have that. I could have had many opportunities hanging with that. I didn't. I chose a whole new different path. So I'm not, that's not my thing. Like, I already see how that's going to end out. Nah, that's not me. So Ann started, you know, she was getting clothes and was having sneakers and was, she was doing it. Like, she was. Had her hair done. That country shit kind of went to the side. You know what I'm saying? Only when it was amusing to people. And they had their little clique. I went and started hanging somewhere else. Right? I'm trying to think who I started hanging with. Was it China and them? I think so. But I started hanging with other people. Like, I left Ann alone. So, you know, you'll see Ann. She was getting dropped off in whips and stuff. You know, you barely saw in school. So, you know, I went a whole new different route. Like, okay. And she was like, you know, she was all that. And I was like, okay, all right. I used to talk to this dude named Jeff when I was with Ann. And Jeff and it was cool and stuff. And Jeff liked me. But Jeff wanted to have sex. See, and that's another thing. I wasn't ready to have sex then. You know, people used to always think, oh, yeah, she's fucking this one. She's fucking this one because I used to be around people. But I didn't. I know who took my virginity. His name is Peter Hill. Peter Falco Hill. Right? Pedro Falco Hill. That's who took my virginity. And people would just have these rumors that I was fucking everybody because I was around people, but I wasn't. And Jeff wanted to have sex, and I wasn't ready for that then. I wasn't ready. I was like, nah, I'm good. And he would just sit there and be like, oh, you know. And one thing I never did, I never allowed no one to pressure me into anything. If I want to do it, I'm going to do it. If not, I don't give a fuck if 50 million people are doing it. I'm not doing it. So Jeff and who? Jeff and somebody. I forget the other guy's name. Because, you know, I recently saw Jeff and, you know, I did apologize for my actions. And he was like, you know, we was young. I never blamed you, but thank you. Anyway, I was going to ISA, and side note, just to give you a history, I was going to ISA, and like I said, me and all of us, we're still young. So I was going to ISA, Richard Grossley, and the dude I was talking to and Jeff almost got in a fight, and it was like guns was being brought. And it's crazy because I wasn't fucking nobody. And when the principal had my mom and them up there, I was like, yo, I ain't having sex. My mom was like, she ain't having sex. So you know how people be like, well, I hear all these rumors. She said, I don't give a fuck about rumors. My daughter would tell me, which was true. I would have. Like, I wasn't having sex. So they were like, well, this person said, and I got these girls, and these was friends of mine. And I was like, I don't give a fuck what they said, you know. And Ann and all of them was like, she's sleeping with somebody. But Ann knew the truth, and that was the part. Like, you got with new people, and you knew the truth, but you just went. So that was, like, enough of me. I just went on about my business. You know, they put me in a new school. I couldn't go back to ISA. They kicked me out. So I was going to 231. I was going to 231, and I started messing with Pete, and, you know, he took my virginity, but it wasn't none of those dudes, but you couldn't tell people that, you know. And I remember, like I said, I remember seeing Jeff on the Ave, and I was like, wow, Jeff, it's been years. And he was like, wow, you know. And I remember, you know, talking to Pete, and I said, you know, it's crazy because people thought that somebody else took my virginity, and he said, yo, you know, I know the truth. You know the truth. He's saying that's the cool part. You never really tried to prove them wrong. Like, how the fuck are you going to tell me my story? I'm the author of this, but you know how people are. But anyway, and, you know, she stood there and was like, she's not a virgin. I was like, wow, this is my friend. Like, popularity is that cool? Okay. So I was hanging with Pete and China and them, and, you know, he broke my virginity at their house over there by the dead end, and in a house, in a bed, not in somebody's car or something like that, like most of y'all catch the shade. I stopped hanging with her. I stopped, you know, and she was rising. Let me tell you, in popularity, girlfriend had it on lock. I saw she had the bamboo earrings, at least two pair, Fendi bag, a bad attitude. You know, her brother was, you know, he was being popular too. He had the little girls after him and everything, you know. But then over the course of the years, you know, like I moved on. I wasn't with Pete no more. You know, I was chilling, you know, hanging out in different boroughs. I was in Harlem, you know, all over. And one day I was coming through the back of the projects from Sufton. And I walked past the house, Ann's old house. And I was like, wow. And I wonder, you know, because you know you haven't seen someone in some years. And it was like a good 4 years, 4 years. And I was like, damn, I wonder how she's doing. And out comes this girl that was a crackhead. That shit bugged me out. I was like, what the fuck? And she was like, yo, what's up, Donna? I was like, oh, shit, Ann. And I thought about that all today. I thought about how you follow a crowd. And sometimes following the crowd is not always good. I thought about how people will hype you up. And those be the very people that will drag your ass down. I thought about getting approval from outside when you can just get approval for yourself, believing in you, you know, being accepted by people. I thought about all that because that's all the things she wanted. You know, the love that she was looking for, the very love or the just the growth in her really should have came from her loving herself. But looking at outside people and trying to match that or trying to be like them, that was the part that was messed up. So, like I said, these girls, you know, they were sniffing coke, they were smoking, and she did it. You know, being easily influenced. She did it. She became hooked. I remember somebody asked me, like, you know, you hung around all these people. Why didn't you? Because they already knew a lot of them. I'm not going to say that majority of them didn't say, hey, shorty, you should try this. You know, yeah. But I do give respect to Poochie and them because a lot of them used to be like, baby girl, this is something you don't want. Look at me. Look at my life. Look how this shit got me. You don't want this. This monkey is hard to take off. You don't want this. And I'm not even going to lie. I still took my little dollar, went home, because I thought that if something go wrong, I'd be at home. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing experimenting. See, I was in the house. I had that much sense. I was in the house, and, you know, I opened up the dollar. I thought I locked the door, but I didn't. And my brother Horse walked in, and he punched me the fuck out. That was my drug rehabilitation right there. And then when my mom's pulled up, she said, what the fuck? He said, either you tell her or I tell her. Well, that's two ass whoopings. Hello, dummy. I'm not doing that. So he was like, yo, I'll kill you. I would kill you before I allow you to do this shit. I smoked weed. That was it. All that other shit, that wasn't in the plan because I got punched in the face already. So if you care enough for me so much and here you got crackheads saying, yo, baby girl, this shit right here, look at my life. And if you punch me in my motherfucking face to let me know in front of my mother and everybody else, like, bitch, you not doing this. This right here. So to me, it's not for me, right? I've seen so many people use it as, oh, I can't deal with life and this is it and a way to check out. I've seen people use it just so they can be popular. I see people use it just so they can, you know, act like they big and bad. But I also seen how it all ends. The ending never changes. They come cracked out, fucked up, lose everything. I didn't work this fucking hard to lose it all. The fuck? So I might as well give it away. So nah. So, but I'm saying, and it made me think of Ann. And I was like, wow. So when I was thinking about it today, I'm like, wow, how many people do I know or that I've seen where they lose out on everything just wanting approval from people? People that never done shit. People that don't even have their own shit together. So then I get up, I'm looking at E.T. Taylor, and he said something so to match it. You can teach me how to make money if you're making money. That's true. But if you're not whole, I'm not following you. If you don't have your family together, you don't have dealing with your trauma and working on you and dealing with you and owning your shit and being accountable, I'm not following you. I'm not. I don't give a fuck who you are. You could be the great I am, but what's the use of you having money? Everybody in your family hates you. Everybody can't stand you. And your own children you can't even relate to. And this is another thing. Like I said, Ann wanted this. But Ann also chose some fucked up people to be around. Here it is. Let's just get some morning realness in your life. I put up OG Nunu about expectations in a relationship. I want a man to take care of me. Bitch, you don't even take care of you. I want a man to pay all my bills. You don't even pay all your bills. I want a man. Stop. Stop. Stop asking for something that you don't even do to yourself. I tell people that already. That right there was like, okay, I know I got that. To work on you. I was in some fucked up relationships. I was. Not even gonna lie. Yeah, even me. I was in some fucked up relationships. I was in an abusive marriage. I was in a loveless marriage. Like, I went through that. I did. Oh my God, I did. In turn, when I did find someone good, I treated them like shit. Then I wanted to grab people that I can save. Oh, I got to save him. I got to save him. That fucking black superwoman, I need to heal the world type shit in a relationship. No. Then I had to learn some shit and some reality, right? I'm thinking when you're in a relationship, you got to do everything I want to do, right? Because I'm doing everything you want to do, so I'm not going to say no. Until one day I said, hey, let's go to the museum. And they was like, nah, I don't want to do that. What? A museum is educational? It was like, you go. I'll meet you. Like, go. Go find you some friends. Go. Why don't you go? Oh, my God. You're supposed to be in a relationship. You're supposed to love me. It was like, nobody will say no to you? Like, are you serious? Like, no, I don't want to do that. Well, what you want to do? I'm going to take care of something with my homeboy, but if you want to go, go. You need some money? What? Oh, my God. We had this big argument, right? Lo and behold, we wind up breaking up that day. And now I'm mad because I got to call you and say, I'm sorry. So, you know, just the stupidity of some shit. Why? Because I wasn't healed. I wasn't healed. I kept on doing the same thing on the fucking merry-go-round. Finding dudes that are just as broken as me so I can feel like I'm whole and they just all fucked up. No, I was the broken one. I was the one that was going through this shit and accepting these. Now, the one thing I did do, because my mom, see, she didn't play that shit. Every fucking time you're not going to have a different man around your kids. That we not playing with. That right there is a big no-no for me. Now, I know sisters that meet a nigga, move him in by Wednesday. They calling him daddy by Thursday afternoon. And they getting married by next week and don't know nothing about this motherfucker until he start getting drunk, beating on everybody, raping the kids. And then it's like, oh, my God, I didn't know. You didn't give it time. So my mom's was a stickler for that. Like, the fuck? That's your man? Okay. All right. No, no, no. Don't give my kids anything. No, no, no. No, no, no. No. Uh-uh. No. We'll go out. Do you have your own crib? No? Oh, okay. See, that's the one thing I did pride myself. Like, they ain't had their own crib. I ain't even gonna lie. Well, a few of them did. A few of them didn't. When I got older, yeah. When I was younger, shit, we was at your mom's house. If she went to work, we was there. But when I got older, when I was in my 30s, nigga, you don't got your own crib. Nah, we can't talk. So, these men had their own crib. They had their own spot in their name, not their girl or their baby mama name. No, they had their own spot. They cooked, they cleaned, they was hustlers. You know, I remember dating this dude. Side note, because I want to be, you know, real with y'all. I can't tell y'all something that I'm not doing. So I was dating this dude, right? Well, I was fooling around with him. I wasn't trying to date him. And he was a hustler. He saw me. We would always speak, and I called him Smalls, and in Atlanta. And I was with my daughter, and we was on Victoria's Secrets, and he was like, yo, you want me to pay for that? My daughter's like, yeah. I said, no, I'm good. I got it. So somebody walked up to him, and they was asking him something. He was like, yo, my business hours is, and he was a hustler. He was. He had trap houses and everything, right? Now I'm older. I'm older now. I got kids. Like, nah, I can't be living that life no more. Looking over my shoulder and seeing who gonna set you up and worrying about the police. So he had trap houses and he was like, yo, you know, I want you to come chill with me. And I was like, I ain't coming to no trap house. He was like, nah, you coming to my crib. So he had a crib. Other houses that was around was the trap houses. I was like, oh, okay, play on, right? He would come up there, we would talk and, you know, whatever I needed, he would give. And then he said, cause see, I wasn't ready. You know what I'm saying? I just knew that the life in a relationship, my life was going okay. Relationship part was fucked up. So to be honest, no, my life wasn't going okay. Let me not even lie. The relationship part, everything is about your life. If it's not all in alignment, it's fucked up. So yeah, my life was fucked up. Not even gonna lie. And he said, Joe, I want to move, but I won't move if there's a chance with you and me. He asked my son, can he date me? He went over there to my son's job and he was like, yo, you know, I want to date your mom. And I'm like, oh, okay. But see, the one thing he couldn't do was give up hustling, selling drugs, counterfeiting money. Like he wouldn't give that up. He didn't want no real job. What? And then when he did get a job, he wasn't happy. He still hustled. So it was always, he always had trap houses. And with trap houses come chicks and all of that. Police indictments. Nah, I'm good. We in Atlanta? Nah, I'm good. So he said, I'm just letting you know, I'm a move to Arizona then. I said, okay, bye. And he was like, I thought we had something. No. You know, and people would, they'd be like, oh, wow, you dating him. You know what I'm saying? Yo, he about that little money. Yeah, no, I'm not dating him. Like, no, because if a chick was to come up to me, I'm going to lose my mind. And nah, that's not what I signed up for. So I had to start reevaluating, unlearning, owning some shit about my life, looking at the men and the characteristics that I accepted, the types, as they say, oh, you got a type. You know, I had to look at all that. I had to look at, oh, he's broken, but I'm a heal. No, come heal or fucking ready. Like now. Nah, no. Work on you. How the fuck I'm putting in the work of my life and now I got to go back. Go all the way back to the beginning and put work in your life. Nah, I'm not doing that. No. So, the characteristics that Ann wanted was dudes with money, hustlers, drug dealers. That's what she wanted because that's what she saw other females do. So they were going to Billie Jean's and getting their hair done and they had the big gold chains and rings and all that. She had all that. She would come to school, everybody would idolize her. I didn't. And I remember one time me and her had words and she was like, ah, bitch, that's why you're jealous. I said, no, I'm not. Like, yo, but if that's what makes you happy, go for it, ma. And I didn't give her the attention. But I knew she wasn't going to fight. Nah, ma, we not doing that. That we not doing. You know, at the end of the day, we friends. I'm not going to fight you, for real. But if you allow them, these motherfuckers to hype you up, we going to have to do what we going to have to do. But at the end of the day, you my friend. You know, whether we fell out or not, I'm not going to fight you. I'm going to look at you and walk away. I do better than that. That's going to make you more madder. Because I'm not giving you the time of day. I'm not giving you that attention. You want it, but I'm not giving it because I know that's what you're thriving off of. So the same people she would hang with, she would be with, she would also hide her life. You know, Aunt Moms was heavy set, country. You know what I'm saying? She didn't want that. Like, they didn't have the best of anything. So she would have people, she would go to their house. She wouldn't let them go to her house. You know, listen, we's from the motherfucking hood. Sometimes mom and them can pay the light bill. Lights got cut off. You got candles. You using a cord for your next door neighbor. You paying them $25 a week to, you know, keep your lights on, at least the refrigerator and the motherfucking for the summer. And maybe the TV, but the refrigerator. It's the wintertime, they don't turn your lights off. So you good. You know you're going to have that shit in the summer. Just wait until September or you hit a number, or you get a little extra and you pay it. Or you get a one-shot deal. Like, you know, that's how it went back then. So if she had her lights off, she wasn't going to let nobody come to her crib. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, yo, you hiding all of that. right? So it was just the people that she would try to impress. And those people were the ones to bring her down. Thank you, Mama. Those people were the ones to bring her down. Those people were the ones to make her feel like she wasn't nothing. And it was really sad to see her years later and to see her all strung out and stuff. And how she is now, I don't know. I hope, you know, somebody took her, helped her along the way. And it's been years, man, over 40 years. That I didn't see Anne. But she was a thought on my mind. Because let's talk about now. You have people that want the love or the attention. Not even the love. Yeah, the love, the attention, the approval of people you don't even know. Anne didn't know those people like that. I did. I grew up with them. Kindergarten all the way up. I did. But she didn't. She came from the South, moved in. And she just saw them as popular, as, you know, these number one people. I saw them as regular. Like, I knew them. I just knew some of the shit they did, I wasn't signed up for. But she didn't care. She wanted that popularity. She wanted to be around those people. She had to mimic and get their approval. It was the cool girls. She wanted that. But after they got what they needed from her, and dudes got what they wanted from her, and they got her strung out, she wasn't it no more. And back then, it was freebasing. It wasn't it no more. It was one drug, then another drug, and you partying, you drinking, you know, fucking, you doing all that. We had just scratched the surface of being 17. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But matter of fact, no, not even lying. We were 14. 13 going on 14. Won't even lie. But when I saw, I was 18. I was 18 then when I saw. But we were 13 partying like that. For real. Hey, I don't care if you judge me. We were partying and stuff. But I knew my limits. Like, we would go to house parties. And once they started breaking out. And, you know, weed was okay for me. I smoked weed all day. But when you start going in the bathroom and you sniffing because you done stole or some grown nigga done gave you that, yeah, two-piece, I'm out. Yo, where you going? Nah, I told my brother and I meet them. Like, I make up an excuse and I walk home. I'll be like, yo, I'm out. Oh, that's fucked up. You should stay. Yo, you going in the bathroom? Nah, I'm not. I never went in the bathroom, even till this day. Knock on wood. I would be at house parties. I'd be at people's parties. I'd be, you know, all over, be at the jams. Girls would be like, yo, I'm going to such and such bathroom real quick. I already knew. Nah, can't nobody. Nah, I hung around cokeheads. I hung around crackheads. I hung around dope fiends. But couldn't nobody. And people would assume, just like they assumed I was fucking all these people. But I wasn't. And I didn't fight it. Because you going to believe whatever you want to believe. If you knew me, you know it was a lie. But you know what I'm saying? It's better to believe something bad about you. And Anne knew the truth. That's the part. She knew the truth. But because of popularity and she wanted to be, you know, accepted, she sat in my face and lied. I just looked at her like, wow. Wow. And Jeff, he did. He was like, nah, you know, I wanted to sleep with her, but she wasn't. I couldn't crack that nut. And I was sitting there like, wow. You know, and dudes would come up to Jeff and be like, yo, you fucking horse, little sister. He was like, nah, she a virgin. I was. I wasn't ready. I didn't care about everybody else. I wasn't. But you let everybody know what she was. When I hung with TC and all of them. Oh, she a prostitute. I know she's sleeping with everybody. But I wasn't. I really wasn't. I wasn't. And I was good with that. I was good with that. Because when I thought I was ready or whatever, then I did it. I wasn't ready then. But back to Anne. And when she did, she became popular like overnight. Oh, my God. She got her hair done. She went to Billie Jean. She got a doobie. She had jewelry on, man. Money make you look pretty. She was. Had the up-to-date clothes on, all of that. And riding around in cars with dudes, you know, having money, looking down on people. That shit was real. But my mother used to always tell me, even birds come down to drink water. Can't stay up forever. And like I said, it was years later. I was like, wow. That shit bugged me out. See her cracked out. Like, wow. Shit is crazy. That shit is crazy. Because was it worth it? Was it worth it? I mean, I used to hear the, oh, you just jealous of her. Look at her. Look at her. Like, how, you know. But I wasn't. Even my brother, he was standing there like, she on a fast track, but I'll fuck you up if I catch you. You ain't got to worry about that. Like, you know. And not one time did I ever say, oh, wow. You know, I want to be like her. Nah. Because I already heard from all the junkies and stuff. Like, you know, baby girl, you don't want that. You don't want to change lives with us. And I saw the aftermath. Just like now. I see people following, wanting the pleasure of social media. Half of these people you don't even fucking know. Half of these people you don't even get with. You never even been in their house. You don't even know their name. You just know them on social media. And you allow these strangers to dictate your life. I can't see it. I can't. I didn't see it back then, and I definitely don't see it now. And then when you see people fall off, you be like, damn, damn, damn. And I'm not here to judge. Trust me, I don't sit high and look low on nobody. But it's just when you want the acceptance or the applause of fucking clowns, it's because you brought a ticket to the circus. I liked the circus when everything was real. When Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey had real elephants, real clowns, real horses, the monkeys, all of that, when they had the real shit. That was umpteen years ago. Then they came with, Peter said, you can't do that with animals no more. So then they had maybe a few horses and the rest was just them doing acts and stunts. Then it became, well, we can't even have the horses. We can't have the lions. We can't have none of that. We're just going to give some music and entertain in a circle. Then it stopped. Then you got Soul Circus, Circus Soul, where they just did flips and cartwheels and told jokes and had you dancing in the crowd. And I'm like, I don't want to go to none of them no more. I did go when it was real animals and a real circus back then. That was it. I don't need this new improved shit. I'm good with it. So I had that experience. I don't need to have the applause or the approval of anybody but me. I love me. I fucks with me. If it does not feel right, I'm not doing it. I don't give a fuck if 90 people are doing it. I'm not doing it. God bless you. And like I said, I'm not even going to call and be like, well, what happened? Because I don't give a fuck. If I really wanted to know, I would have went. That's another thing. When Ann had, and I know that shit pissed her off. When Ann had all the people there, and I remember her coming around and one day, and she was all dressed, and she was like, so don't you want to know what happened? I said, no, not really. And she was like, oh, you mad? I said, nah, you happy? Yeah, I'm ecstatic. And I kept it moving. I was like, all right, girl, I'm on my way to Harlem. She was like, real? I said, yeah, I'm going to see my brother man and them. I said, I'm out. That was it. Then it was, oh, I don't think she really going. I would take people to Harlem. We would go up there. And it was like strange because it's out of their element. It's okay to be local if that's what you want. I'm not local. I was everywhere. We was in Brooklyn between Carroll and Rogers or for President Street. We was in Harlem. We was all over. We was all fucking over. Manhattan, everywhere. Like, I was everywhere. She was just there. And I'm like, wow. So I thought of Anne. And I thought of, you know, of people just following. And I'm like, you know, it's crazy. I didn't follow people. People would get upset, but I just didn't follow people. And then I thought of Casey and Prince Elias and all of these other people where they don't follow the crowd. Do they get ridiculed and criticized all the fucking time? I guess I assume. I mean, nobody can come and tell me anything, but, you know, I guess I assume shit I get criticized and talked about. So, but these are the people that will change the world. You know, Walt Disney once said it. The motherfuckers that don't follow the crowd, that has their own ideas and think outside the box, those are the dreamers, the movers, the shakers. Those are the ones, the magic bean buyers. Those are the ones that will change the world because they're not sheep. They're not following. I used to ride the ferry when I lived in Staten Island. Yeah, I lived in Staten Island at my niece's house. Off of Vesterville, right? And it was like the sheep being herded. Every morning and every evening, you had to walk, follow, like the sheep. They open up the doors and you walk in a certain direction and the cops are there to lead you, to keep this stable, you know, like herding. And I'm like, wow. One day I just was like, wow. And I remember somebody tried to step outside the lane and go around the cop, and the cop got mad and told him, yo, either you go around me or you wait for the next ferry. Or wait over there, find somebody else another way off the island. And I was like, wow. And sometimes people will try to keep you to see everything their way, following the majority. And, you know, oh, you got.